may just introduce myself tonight. My name is Ian Henderson, for those of you who don't know me. I'm the Vice Chairman of Christian Watch. And the membership of Christian Watch, as I indicated at the earlier, is spread out throughout the length and breadth of our country. We try and hold public meetings in different parts of the country from time to time. We've been in Holywell, for instance. We've been in West Horton, in Bolton. We've been up here in Croydon, and now in Brighton and other places too. And we never worry about numbers. Well, I do sometimes, I've got to be honest. I look at the empty seats and I think, that's a shame, why aren't the people here? But someone said to me many years ago that those who come to a meeting such as this are the ones that God would have to come. And if those seats are empty, then God knows that they were going to be empty. God knows, doesn't he, that where two or three gather together, there he is in the midst. And that's a bless. So it's good to welcome you all here tonight. We thank you for coming. Some of you may be local, and that's good. Some of you may have travelled a little bit further afield. I've come up from North Yorkshire. It was some 6 hours or more, nearly 7 hours driving to get here. But it's good to be here in Brighton for the first time, and we trust that the Lord will bless this meeting together. It is difficult to get meetings today in Christian circles, which are well attended. So we thank you tonight for coming along. We thank you for your support. So something about Christian Watch. Well, Christian Watch was founded about 15 years ago by a group of men led by our current chairman, David Crowther, who were concerned about the spiritual state of our nation. They were particularly from a Protestant background, a Protestant perspective was their concern. And Christian Watch was formed for the sole purpose of informing Bible-believing Protestants of the danger of remaining silent, whilst the devil in a variety of guises made inroads into our Protestant country and constitution. Now, I would say David Crowther is our chairman, but unfortunately he cannot be with us tonight. He lives in the Midlands and he's not well enough to travel. But I ask you to please remember him in your prayers. David has been and still is a great stalwart for our Protestant faith. And Christian Watch today would be so much the poorer without him. Now, over the years, the membership of our governing body has changed as age and ill health have taken their toll. But as of today, the present committee, which includes men from different parts of the country, has stood firm to the principles established as a result of the great Protestant Reformation. And it's dedicated to keeping the banner for our Protestant cause flying high and proclaiming the truths of the gospel as laid down in the Holy Scriptures. We stand as a rallying point for Protestant Christian churches and for those in areas where there is no Protestant church worthy of support. And we endeavour to proclaim a united voice in defence of biblical Christianity. It may even come as a surprise to some of you here tonight that in many areas of the country there are Protestants, there are Christians who have no church to which they can attend. There's men and women who have to settle to have fellowship in their own home with other believers or even just with their own family circle. As so many churches have turned their back on the simple message of the gospel and they ignore the old-fashioned gospel message of repentance and salvation. But we in Christian Watch try to be an encouragement to people such as these and stand in the breach, as it were. And our chairman can vouch for this by the number of emails and letters he receives. And indeed he gets correspondence from all over the world, not just from our own country. But in addition, we also hold firmly to the authorised version of the scriptures. And we make no apology for doing so. We have a close working relationship with the Trinitarian Bible Society. And we also have a regular presence at the annual Christian Resources Exhibition. Originally it was held in Sandown, some of you may have been there. Now it's moved to London. And this year we also had a stall in the Birmingham Christian Resources Exhibition, where thousands of pieces of literature are handed out to those that pass by, as well as many profitable conversations taking place. It goes without saying that there are many disappointments in our work, but we know that our God is sovereign, and nothing takes him by surprise. Now, as we look at our nation, recent developments in our nation, we could be very sad and downhearted. Recent developments include the decision to promote same-sex marriage contrary to God's word. Then we have the continuing desecration of the Lord's Day. And even now, the present government under David Cameron are endeavouring to change the shop times, the trading hours, so that all the current restrictions will be lifted and shops can open all day. We have ecumenism, with all its links with a range of false religions. We have the growth and the general acceptance of gay rights and the depravity that can be witnessed in all our major cities as a result of gay pride parades. And you folks who live in Brighton probably don't need telling anything about gay pride. We have women bishops in the established churches and the constant threat to introduce constitutional change. So what do we do when such disappointments occur? Well, the Christian's rest and trust is in a sovereign God, and his word has not changed one iota. God is still on the throne, and he maintains the same attributes today as he ever has. So what are those attributes? Well, they're attributes of holiness, attributes of righteousness, justice, and sin-hating. He never frets or fears at the rebellion of his subjects. But we in Christian Watch have three possible options. We could have total capitulation and surrender. Things have changed, so let's just move on with the times. That's the easy option. It'll make us popular with some, and maybe others will raise an eyebrow in disbelief and confusion. But for the real Bible-believing Christian, it is not an option that can be considered. The Bible tells us, the Word of God tells us in Romans 12 and the first two verses, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's where we stand in Christian Watch. We stand on the Bible's clear message. But there's another option. We could bury our heads in the sand and follow the see no evil, hear no evil, touch no evil approach. But you know, by being so heavenly minded, we can become of no earthly use. And we have a responsibility to remind our fellow men of the goodness of God and the mercy to be found in Christ. To bury our heads is to be guilty of neglecting our duty to warn others of the consequences of engaging in sin and refusing to turn away from ways that lead to disaster and ruin. But the third option is to be an example to the decaying world all around us. That means neither joining the majority popular opinion nor running away from reality. We must ever remember, there go I, but for the grace of God. People are blind, people are lost, people are dead in sin, and so they need to hear the right message. We must remain convinced of the truth and teaching of God's word, and the complete holiness of our triune God, and the total depravity of man's sinful nature. It is the gospel of Christ that will cleanse man's lifestyle and behaviour. It is the gospel of Christ that will convince men of the truthfulness of God's word. It is the gospel of Christ that will show what is the God-ordained way of marriage, no matter what worldly governments may enshrine in law. And Christian Watch endeavours to take the stand all over the country through the work of individual members in their own localities. The Christian Watch Committee also issues a monthly newsletter to all its members, which contains articles and news items for prayer, encouragement and action. I wonder if I was to ask you a question. When did you last write to your Member of Parliament over something that concerned you? Do you even know who your Member of Parliament is? These days you don't even have to write a letter, you can just send off an email. And you'd be surprised how quickly they respond, because they need your support, they need your vote at the appropriate time. So keep bombarding your members of Parliament with issues that concern you. Let them know that you're there. In Christian Watch, in recent times, we've commenced the Ten Commandments project, which is an attempt to get the Ten Commandments into schools in our nation. It's important, of course, that along with the Lord of the Lord, we promote the gospel message that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So initially, we concentrated on the schools in two counties, in central Bedfordshire and in East Sussex, to commence this project. There are literally hundreds of schools throughout our nation. And it was good, with the previous Secretary of State for Education, Michael Gove, that he instructed that an authorised version Bible should be sent into every school. So we are taking that step. Well, we go one step further. And we're extending the Ten Commandments project into schools in these counties. And in fact, even as we speak, we're moving into a third county, the county of Kent. But this meeting tonight, and we're very pleased that a long-standing friend of mine is with us tonight to bring a very important message. The title of the message is Spiritual State of the Nation. Is there a remedy? Pastor James Enker is the principal in charge of the Crown College UK, and he came to England nearly 10 years ago to set up a branch of Crown College in the West Midlands. Students come over to England from America on a regular basis to spend a term here in studying English church history and other subjects. But now the work is also involved with church planting. And as you know, churches which have closed down are reopening thanks to Crown College UK. Churches now thriving in Beaches Road, in Oxford, right in the centre amongst the university students, and even here on the coast in Brighton. And it's good to see so many from that church here with us tonight. And as we speak, the work continues to expand, and new doors are opening for the furtherance of the kingdom of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I count it a great privilege to have met with James and with Genevieve, his wife, when they first arrived in England, and to be in a small part of their lives as they work for the Lord. We thank God for them. We thank God for all the students and for the men in the ministry who are working over here, doing such a great work for the Lord in our land today. And we look forward to hearing what the Lord has laid upon his heart in a moment. But I must draw to a close, so there's plenty of time for our brother to speak. Although Christian Watch commenced its work here in the UK, it's no longer confined to the British Isles. Membership can today be found in Nigeria, in Singapore, in Malta, South Africa, Zimbabwe, in the USA. And in Nigeria, we financially support a Christian school which has been established by some of our members out there, and we send them Bibles through the help of the Trinitarian Bible Society. This school was opened just a few years ago with the encouragement of our national chairman. And if you look at the Christian Watch website, you can read all about it. So to conclude, Christian Watch is endeavouring to stand in the breach and to be active in defending our Reformed Protestant heritage. But we cannot do it without you. Maybe someone here tonight is not yet a member of Christian Watch. Well, I would encourage you to visit the Christian Watch stall and, if possible, join up tonight. The membership is only £10 for the year, and you get constant newsletters and reminders of what's going on in the nation to encourage you and to inform you of the state of the nation and the state of our society today. There's a stall at the back of the room. Please see what's on that stall. Much of it is free literature to take away with you. The Bible encourages us, doesn't it? In Romans 8 and verse 37, where it states, "We are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Who is on the Lord's side? That was a subject at our meeting a couple of years ago, and I trust that each one here tonight can answer that question positively. The Lord has a cause upon this earth, humanly speaking, and it needs your support. If you are on the Lord's side, if you're on the side of truth, if you're on the side of holiness, if you're on the side of God's people and God's ways, and if you're jealous of his honour, then unite with his people. Go forth without the camp, bearing his reproach. If you are on the Lord's side, be one of his loyal subjects, one of his faithful servants. Be a brave and a courageous soldier. If you are on the Lord's side, then prove it openly. Prove it daily. And by your conduct and conversation, tell everybody that I am the Lord's. Use all your influence for his glory. Consecrate all your energies to his cause. And rejoice to suffer for his name. I'll close with words of that lovely hymn written by Francis Ridley Havergal. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helpers other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? Christian Watch endeavours to answer all these questions positively. We'd like you to join with us tonight.